Everyone counted together as the two mighty beasts kept pushing and shoving back and forth on the rod until they had broken through the barricaded cavern, creating a small hole. Magus clapped his fins and spun around.
It worked! Yes, it did! It did! Yes, it did!
Then he started wiggling his massive body as he joyfully began dancing. No one had time to congratulate either of them. The merpeople went to work moving the loosened rocks until a larger opening was finally exposed that would be big enough to try to contact survivors through. Just then, one of the large rocks on top of the cavern shifted loose and tumbled down toward the merpeople. Everyone swam out of the way just as it hit another rock, ricocheting it in a different direction. Farallon let out a loud screech. Everyone stopped and spun around as they covered their ears with their hands. The giant rock had landed on Farallon's tail fin, trapping him tight on the ocean floor. Farallon! Eric shouted as he whipped around from behind the harpoon gun. He swam as fast as he could to his friend's side and tried to use all his strength to move the boulder. Farallon tried to reach for his magic shells, but found that they were gone. When the rock landed on him, they had been jarred from his hair and smashed against the rocks as other rocks fell on top of them. The magic shells were buried, never to be found again. Principal Orca! Magus! Help! Eric yelled with angry tears clouding his vision. He gave the giant rock another push, but it was too big. Principal Orca used his mighty tail fin to lift the boulder off Farallon's tail fin, while Magus carefully reached under the rock to pull Farallon out from under the heavy load. Once Farallon was clear, Orca settled the boulder back down and turned to see his pupil lying unconscious in Magus's fins. By the time the rock was lifted off, the young merchild had passed out from the pain, and his tail fin was badly injured. Magus lifted his friend and carried him gently to some mermarms close by that could give Farallon the attention he desperately needed. Eric didn't know what to do. His head was hurting from the stress of knowing his best underwater friend was hurt. "Is he going to be okay?" Eric managed to whisper after he had swallowed the large lump in his throat.
"Yeah, is he okay? Huh? Huh? Is he? Huh? Huh? Is he?"
Magus pleaded. Eric and Magus looked up into a mermarm's eyes as she smiled sadly and nodded.
"Yes, he'll be fine," she said. "Once his own marm is rescued, she'll be able to take over, but we'll look after him for now. You can go on now and help your other friends."
The mermarm knew his injuries were very bad, but she didn't want to worry any of the other merpeople or their friends as she began wrapping Farallon's tail fin in seaweed bandages. Eric was frozen where he was. He couldn't move from Farallon's side. Magus tugged on Eric's arm and tried to gently pull him away. Eric knew he had to continue the rescue effort, but he was torn between helping the trapped merpeople and staying by his friend. He knew he'd feel like a traitor to Farallon if he left. Redolin spoke softly to Eric.
"He would want you to help his family."
Eric knew Redolin was right. He slowly turned and allowed Magus to lead him back to the rescue effort.